I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Wakelam, KCBS Foodie Champ at Rouge. Chef Pujon, good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Liam. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. I'm always happy when I'm in your company because I know I'm not too far away from great food. Let's start with the name Rouge. For those who don't know, the story behind the name, R-O-O-H. What's behind the name Rouge?
So Rouge means is your soul. So we make the food that touch your soul and feed your soul.
It feeds my soul. It feeds my eyes. It feeds all the senses. And I have to say, here's what I love about the experience at Rouge. The food is art. And I joked earlier when you were plating up one of the dishes, but I said, it's Picasso on a plate. But it is an artful experience. The art of it is important to you, right?
Yes, definitely. So what I believe when the guests come to my restaurant, they should have a proper experience because they're coming to spend their best night here. So I am here to make the moment is very memorable for them. So presentation and definitely the experience is the key element that make people more happier.
And of course, your connection to seasonal, your connection to local, sourcing the best ingredients. This isn't the British Indian food I grew up on, lamb korma, chicken tikka masala, the staples of the British Indian diet. This is a different experience here.
Yeah, so I belongs to a farmer's family and definitely come all the way from India with lots of dreams here. And working and opening a restaurant in San Francisco, that's I'm living in my dream. The produce I get here, the wall best, and they're star for me. And when I hold them and when I have a bond, a relation with them, the dish will come automatically beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
And they speak itself for themselves, you know.
Now, your journey, we're going to get into the menu here in just a moment. But it was at Kerala, is that where you grew up mainly?
I grew up from eastern part of India, from Kolkata. But I work everywhere in India to understand the intensity of the cooking flavor and techniques and the culture. Every 100 miles is changed. So it's very important to understand the Indian cuisine from their root so we can flourish in overseas.
Well, on my three visits to India, each one was to my favorite part, to Kerala. And what I learned is all the food I grew up on, lamb korma, chicken tikka masala, in London is not the food that's being served in Kerala. Different.
Yes, because when we talk about the Indian food, that's mixed with lots of spices and definitely the cooking techniques. And all these things is very much the food is attached with your emotions. And when we talk about the regional food and every regional of India, we have to understand the people and their culture and definitely their sentiment in mixed with the food. Then only we can bring out the real dishes, you know.
Well, here in Rouge, you put your own spin on the dishes, a nod to California, a nod to seasonality, drawing from your experience, from your travels, different parts of India, I'm sure also different parts of the world. But at the core of all of your dishes, what are the tenets? What resides in your core? Spice, salt, crunch? What are the tenets, the main tenets of your cuisine?
Yeah, so definitely there is lots of element, but again, spices is one of the aspects that I directly bring from India, from a local spice trail in Kerala. That I used to work personally there to understand how the spices grow. So already I have a very, you know, much good understanding of bonding with the spices. And when we infuse the flavor with the beautiful produce here, they are automatically taste good, you know.
Well, listen, let's talk about this. First dish right here. You know, I love oysters. I've had oysters many ways. I've never had an oyster dish like this. Talk us through. What's on the plate?
So here, if you see, it's very simple dish. You know, that we are using a fresh oyster. This oyster is Standish oyster from Massachusetts, and they have a deep sea and mineral flavor. So while I'm understanding the flavor in the oyster, what I have done, I made a sauce that made with kokum. Kokum is a fruit that grow in India, is a stone fruit, and it's have a tannin. So I use the tannin mixed with the coconut to get a balanced sauce that very much go with the seafood and all the deep sea mineral flavor. And definitely when I'm putting the caviar, the local white sturgeon caviar from Sacramento, the dish is highlighting itself. And some Nira garlic oil touch on top, and that's phenomenal. The flavor will robust, and definitely you will feel you are eating something that you are on the deep sea, you know. I can bring the sea to your table like that.
Well, exactly. You just took me on a journey there, Chef. Let's talk about our next dish here. Again, Picasso on a plate, Chef. If you love your mushrooms, you love this dish. What else is on the dish apart from the morel mushrooms? What else do we have here?
So this dish particularly remind me of childhood memories when I used to go for mushroom hunting with my father, you know. So here I'm using a very particular mushroom called morel or gucci. This is a variety of Himalayan. So when I used to go mushroom, fetching in Himalayas mountain, you know, in northern part of India, in Kashmir. This mushroom is particular, have a very meaty texture and flavor, you know. And when you stuffed with some cheese inside. So here I'm using a milk solid that I cook in-house in my restaurant. And I'm using some feta and ricotta cheese inside to give the flavor and the creaminess. And the summer truffle going in the top, and some Peruvian asparagus. And the sauce is particularly very classic sauce from northern part of India and Kashmir. The sauce is called yakni. Mm-hmm. That's come with a meat dish with a lamb. And so this dish is vegetarian, but again, the sauce is mixing with the mushroom, have a meaty texture and flavor that's, you know, giving a different dimension to the dish. And
sure,
it's coming in next level.
What I love about your dishes, what I love about your cuisine, the plant-based, you satisfy every palate. But the plant-based focus is a big part of the menu here.
Yeah, so now in spring summer, I'm more focusing on vegan and vegetarian plant-based food here. So I'm working with some local company. They are just starting with some plant-based product like a black sheep. They are using more of chickpea protein and with some different flavoring. And that's the dish I'm making with a black sheep keema out of that. That's taste is like a robust meaty, but it's completely vegan and vegetarian. And
yeah,
I'm amazed. The guests are getting amazed and getting very good feedback with all my new dishes. Yeah.
I love it when I have a vegetarian experience or plant-based experience and I don't miss the meat because it's so good. And I think it's important when people come and you take them on a voyage of discovery with your menu. Can folks order a la carte? Or is there just the chef tasty menu? How does the dining experience work here at Rue?
So in Rue, we are doing only a la carte. Before pre-pandemic, we used to do a chef testing menu. But in June, and I'm going to launching my new testing menu. But now my guests can order a la carte and, you know, taste all the area, different segment of my menu. And definitely I'm there to help and guide them.
I know that the cocktail program is a big part of the experience here at Rue. What cocktails are you excited about?
So Rue is a very strong, we are in the cocktail program. So the idea derived Indian cocktail, we started in New Delhi. The first, we bring out the cocktail culture in India, because India, is more of they want to go for straight drinks, but we bring out the cocktail culture in really strongly.
Yeah.
So here Rue, we use all our homemade shrub and syrup, and we make all very finest cocktail that you can really taste and flavor the real ingredients and definitely the flavor of India in the cocktail.
I'm willing to try anything, but I love gin. Does gin show up in your cocktails a little bit?
Yeah, we have a very good gin program, gin cocktail base thing. Our menu, cocktail menu, is look like Ayurveda wheel. So in Ayurveda, there is lots of, you know, like a medicinal aspect with the food and drinks that we serve.
Sure.
So if you see some mango ginger or fresh turmeric juice or maybe a licorice that we make in-house shrub and syrup, then we infuse in the cocktail.
And listen, you mentioned things like ginger and turmeric. You know, this is medicine.
Yeah.
This is what the doctor would prescribe, right?
Yes, that's true. That's why I say our cocktail menu is more aggressive with Ayurveda wheel. When I see the menu, you completely understand the flavor, the spirit liquor, and how the taste will be going to be. And it will be phenomenal.
Chef, I know you have a little one. You have a little daughter. What's her favorite thing that she likes you to cook for her?
Yeah, so my daughter like grown up seeing me cooking all the time, and she is also, you know, very fond of cooking, you know. So morning, I don't have to make a breakfast. When I ask her to, can you make me a breakfast? She's only 7, but she can make a completely nice fluffy omelette for me and some toast or porridge, anything I like, but she's master on it.
Well done. You taught your daughter how to make you breakfast. Very clever.
Yes.
Listen, we had a rough couple of years, but we are back. We're thriving. Diners are coming back in full force. How does it feel now to look across your dining room and to see a full house, a full room?
So again, yeah, we go through with lots of difficult times in the pandemic, you know, but we try to help our community, you know, with all the you know, all the area that we can do. And after the pandemic, when your restaurant is fully open, you know, the guest is coming back, and we are beating the pandemic season, and we are getting fully busy. Our restaurant is full booked, and we are opening 7 days now. So we are opening on Monday from this coming June 6th. So door is open, and welcome everybody. And Monday we are open.
Please tell me you get one day off.
I wish, but I work behind the reins to make my guests happy all the time.
Oh my Lord, the man never stops. Chef, it's always great to see you. I'm thrilled to be with you. Last word with you, for those who've never been to Rue before, in San Francisco, Rue, the restaurant, Chef Pujan, why should folks come and visit?
If you want to really try the Indian delicacy, and if you've never been to India, but you want to go there with my culinary journey, you have to come here at Rue and dine with me. I will bring you to India while you are dining in my restaurant.
And here's the great news, friends. You don't need a passport or an airline ticket. High five, my friend.
Thank you, Liam.
So great to see you always. Chef Pujan, friends, do yourself a favor. Cancel your plans right now. Tonight, come to Rue. Make a reservation. They'll be happy to see you. 7 days a week, right here on Brannan Street. Is that right? Yeah, Brannan Street. San Francisco. Friends, you'll be happy you did. More on Chef Pujan's story and Rue at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Chat. Now, where's that cocktail?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.